So your competitor just launched a feature. They're making a bunch of noise on social media. Influencers on TikTok are making this new feature go viral, and your execs are screaming that you need to respond to this. As a product manager, what do you do? Well, happy new year, and welcome to the newest season of Lessons in Product Management, where we're going to take real life lessons that I've learned or that I picked up from friends of mine in the product management sphere. And we're going to break down those lessons into actionable pieces of advice you can take into your 2023 practice as a product manager and take your game to the next level. So looking back on this story, right? Competitor launches a feature. It seems to be gaining momentum based on all the noise it's making in your industry. And your executives are nervous that you need to respond right away. And you're stuck with picking up the pieces and figuring out, what do I do with this? And proponents of things like game theory suggest that when there's moves, there need to be counter moves, right? But what if you're not playing the same game? Is the person or the company that just launched this feature actually a competitor? And on what grounds? These are some of the questions that many product managers fail to ask. They perceive a potential competitor because they do similar things and say, because they did this, I need to respond. And I think that might be a premature reaction. So you have two extremes. Okay, do you acquiesce to the request of your executives and go and build the feature? Or do you say no because it's not on the roadmap? Well, that's often the advice you get is, well, you have to do it because your leadership says so, or say no because it's not on the roadmap. And those are two extremes that I would suggest avoiding. I think some better options involve research, right? Everything we do as product managers should be backed by some level of primary and or secondary research, both quantitative and qualitative. But let's start in the qualitative space here. Okay, so your competitor just launched a feature. Great. Step number one, does the feature actually create value for the user? There are studies that say some percentage of features, whether it's 30, 60, some even say upwards of 70% of features that get shipped into production never get used by users. That's not a good batting average. If it was baseball, 30% is a pretty good batting average, but product management is a little different. Only getting 3 out of every 10 features to be successful shows that we probably didn't do our homework. So step one is identifying, does the value actually create value for the user? And this is your competitor's users, right? How do you determine that? You can look at message boards. You can look on social media. You can look at user forums. There are different ways to solicit this information. You can go out and find users of your competitor's product and just ask them. But that's step number one, identifying, does this actually create value, or is it just one of the many features that customers don't use? Number two, is the value geared toward your target market? Okay, this assumes that you've done the work, either you or you and your product marketing counterpart have done the work to segment the markets that you're going after with the parts of the product or the product that you manage. So you have to ask yourself, if it created value for my customers' users, are those users part of the market that I'm trying to win with my product? It's a valid question. If the answer is no, you might be able to stop there and not have to go any further. But if the answer is yes, then take it a step further. Number three, is it in line with the mission, vision, and strategy of your company and of your product? If you have multiple competitors in your sphere and you have different missions and visions, and they're building stuff based on that, and it doesn't align with your vision and your strategy, then it's like the ancient Chinese proverb where the one who chases two rabbits catches neither. Don't be like that person who chases two rabbits. You will catch neither. You have to make decisions in line with your vision and your strategy. And so it's good to understand where you stand there. So let's recap those three things within research. One, does the feature create value for the users that it was built for, your competitors' users? Number two, are those users in your target market that you're going after? And number three, is it in line with your vision and strategy? If the answer is no to any of those, then you can probably ignore it and take that research back to those ANSI executives and just show them. If we do this, it's a distraction from where we're trying to go. And this is why. But if the answer is yes to all three of them, great. You just learned something, right? Treat it like anything else that you would in the opportunity space. Prioritize it based on the value to the customer and the value to your business. Ask yourself, what is the opportunity cost of doing this now versus later? What are you now saying no to since you've now said yes to this? Or vice versa? What is the opportunity cost of saying no to this for now to pursue something else? So I hope that's helpful. As you practice this discipline of product management, you're going to have all kind of competing voices trying to get you to put something on a roadmap and prioritize development of something for a multitude of reasons. And competitive response is often one of those things that comes from different parts of the organization. The sales team says they can't sell it. The marketing team says they need something that they can market better, right? They need something to go and counter those competitors' messages with. Executives might, see something in the news and say, we have to do that too. But it's your job as a product manager to put in the rigorous effort of doing the right research to make the right decisions. And even if your executives or your peers don't agree with you in the moment, that's okay. If you bring the data, they will respect you for it. Where you won't get respect is just by doing whatever anyone tells you to do, just because they said to do it or because they have a better title. So thanks for joining me for today's lesson in product management. And before you go, don't forget to subscribe and share with one of your product manager friends. Or for this episode, you can share with one of your executives who keep freaking out about what your competitors are shipping to market.